Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our final.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. It's my distinct honor and pleasure to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've already been listening, well, you know what that makes you. That makes you a really smart individual, highly intelligent. That's what you'll be called. Just let anybody know that you've been listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and immediately they'll go, ooh, no, in a very knowing way, knowing that you are obviously a very discerning and highly intelligent individual. And one of the reasons is because you've probably been listening to Kirk Chaffetz on the show. Kirk's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's an award-winning reporter and an outstanding entrepreneur and one of our top management experts in the Brain Trust. He's the author of the book, one of my favorite books on management, Thinking Inside the Box, the 12 Timeless Rules for Managing a Successful Business, and a guy that if you could ever get with him and get him to show you the best restaurants in New York City, this is a guy to do it. Kirk, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be back.
It's good to have you back. And, you know, it's been too long. I got to come back up there, and you got to take me to a new restaurant.
Absolutely. Quite a few have opened since you were last here.
Well, and, you know, I found one that I bet you don't know about. I'm going to have to take you to one.
All right. So that would be great.
We'll have to do that. I'll have to stay more than one night, though, won't I, to do that. Kirk, what's the news? What's on your mind these days?
Well, on my mind these days is the massive switch, and I'll qualify the word massive in just a moment, to internet advertising and internet use and internet viewing by the public. And I think it's a real opportunity for small businesses because advertising on the internet is something that can be done effectively just by being smart. You don't have to be rich.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I wanted to talk about.
Now, are you talking about placement ads on Google and Yahoo and places like that?
I'm not.
All right, you talking about banners?
I'm not.
You talking about pop-ups?
I'm not.
What the heck are you talking about, Kirk?
I'm talking about the great secret of the internet, which is broadly called content.
Ah, I love that word.
And I urge everyone.
You know, Kirk, you know that I was talking about content when content wasn't cool.
Jim, I know that. I'm not even sure content is cool yet, although people pretend it is.
It better be, or I'm in big trouble.
Well, it's not clear that everybody understands it.
Well, they don't. Well, you know, you and I are visionaries, though. We've long been known that way, haven't we, Kirk?
Well, we have to our everlasting shame. You never want to be too much of a visionary in business. It just means nobody understands what you're doing.
It's okay to be on the cutting edge. On the leading edge. You just don't want to be on the bleeding edge, right?
Absolutely. But my other line about being a visionary is that if you do something long enough, eventually your timing looks good.
Exactly. No, that's exactly right. And all right. So talk to us about what you mean by content.
Well, think about how people use the internet. They use the internet for information and for entertainment, but to a very great extent, they use it for information. Now, if you ran a lawn care service, one way to try to attract people would be to use all of the ploys that you were talking about just a moment ago, the long list of pop-up ads and banners and things like that that people largely ignore. But the other way to do it would be to have the very best website anywhere on how to take care of lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Because then people who were worried about their lawns, when they typed lawn care into Google, would find your site.
You know, I've actually done that. I've actually typed in a word, a search word, looking for a product, and a pop-up. One of the options came up on the first page was a little tiny store in my hometown. How about
interesting?
That?
Interesting. Yeah. No. And I believe it.
And I called him and congratulated him.
And this is what, because this is where a small business can compete admirably with a huge lawn care concern like Scott's, for instance. Or it's you do not have to be a global corporation,
right,
to put up a smart website that gives people information. Excuse me, that they can't find any place
else.
Well,
and Kirk, and the thing is that you know, a lot of people think that if you're going to be successful, you know, really successful as a business with a website, that you must have an e-commerce component. And that's what puts a lot of small businesses off, because that's more expensive, it's more complicated, it's more involved, it's more sophisticated, et cetera, et cetera. There are a lot more moving parts to get to do e-commerce where they actually can lay money down on the table. But what you just described, the example you described, the lawn care, you would never have. You probably never have an e-commerce capable component there. It's all about what you're talking about is not even e-buying, it's e-shopping.
Absolutely.
And I want you to talk to us about that after we take this break. It's 20 till. We'll be right back with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz. Stay with us. It took me by surprise. Welcome back. It's 17 till.
Get on the bus. It takes me to you.
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I have a blog there. Have you ever seen a multimedia blog? Well, I have one. And I know that's what you'd expect of me. You wouldn't expect anything ordinary out of me. We have something that's pretty unique, I think. I shouldn't say unique, because there may be more than one of these, but not many multimedia blogs. Kirk, you ever heard of a multimedia blog?
I'm afraid I have. Actually.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
There.
But you got to admit that they're not a lot of them. That's not the norm.
No, there are thousands of them.
Nothing normal around here. But but anyway, you can subscribe to the blog. It comes every Monday through Friday. We'll send it to you if you want to, or you can just go pick it up at the website at smallbusinessadvocate.com. The book Thinking Inside the Box by Kirk Chaffetz, and that's Chaffitz, Kirk with two K's, and that's available wherever books are sold, right, Kirk?
It is.
Anywhere
and
else?
It's available online, since that's the topic of the day.
Yeah, at the online bookstores, and any other site that you want to send us to?
Actually, not at the moment. Right. Soon there will be.
We're anxiously awaiting that announcement. We're talking about doing business online, making sure that you take advantage of this huge Main Street that's out there in cyberspace. Kirk, it's nothing less than that, is it?
It really is nothing less than that, and it's actually much more than that. That's what's interesting about it, because it's not only a mass market like a huge Main Street, but it's also a place where you can talk to each and every customer individually, and that's probably the great power of it. And you used the word e-shopping, mm-hmm, as opposed to e-buying.
Right, or e-commerce, right.
Right, and I really think it's also what's important for everybody to understand is that it is e-learning.
Right.
That if before anybody buys anything, they insist, usually each of us insists, that we be in possession of certain information, that we know enough about what we're buying to make a smart decision. And until we feel that way, we don't buy, usually. I mean, there's some impulse buys that we do, but the big stuff, the important stuff, most of the stuff we buy, we want to know something about. That's where the real power of the internet comes in.
Well, and you know what we've done? We've gone to we're in the middle of a project right now with my family. We're doing some construction work, some remodeling work,
mm-hmm,
and we've gone online to check out some of the details of the products that we're buying from the local small businesses. And
absolutely,
so that when we get to the store, we're able to plug into their technical expertise on a much higher level and get a lot more out of them.
Right. And imagine the power if one of the local merchants you're dealing with had a site that was all about remodeling.
Right, exactly.
That actually led you through these products.
You're right, and linked over to the manufacturers and all that sort of thing.
Right, and maybe had a sheet based on some simple spreadsheet program that allowed you to estimate the cost of your own job or some tool that would be useful to you in planning. That kind of site would attract a huge percentage of the customers interested in remodeling their homes. Not because it sold them the most, but because it taught them the most. And this is what I think the revolution that's occurring here is, that the information that you provide to your prospective customers and return customers is just as important, if not in some ways more important, than the products and services that you provide.
One of the things that we try to talk about as much as I can around here is something that Anita Rosen taught us. Anita is one of our top internet experts, and she introduced us to the concept of what she calls e-business. And she says e-business is the umbrella term under which you have e-commerce, which is where people lay their money down, e-shopping, which is what we talked about a minute ago, e-customer service, which is where if they order something, you may actually have the ability for them to go online and check the progress of their order.
Sure.
And fourth is what you said, e-learning, which is also, which really is part of e-shopping. But my point is, the reason I like her definition, Kirk, is because if you think of it like that, then you're not intimidated by the whole process or by the e-commerce. You pick out the one that fits your budget and that fits the evolution of your online experience, your online strategy.
Absolutely. And some of those components you can even get from other people for free.
Exactly.
I mean,
right.
Any of the shipping companies, can I mention a client of
absolutely,
mine?
Absolutely.
UPS has a wonderful set of online tools called visibility tools.
We use UPS all the time.
Well, bless you.
They're our main courier.
They're a great company, and they don't pay
me any money to say that. And more's the pity.
Right.
We have to work on that, Kirk.
Exactly. Well, you and I could work on that together. But the important thing is they will provide a small business for free with these visibility tools on the small business's site, so that if you ship to your customers using UPS, your customers will get an email saying it's coming, and they'll be able to go online and see when it's going to get there.
Exactly. And they'll incorporate that with their small business customers, won't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and folks, that is so powerful. You cannot imagine how powerful that is. And that's the kind of brand loyalty that will build brand loyalty with your customers that you just can't imagine. I hope you're listening to what Kirk's having to say. He's got some good stuff, and we've got more to come. That's the good news. Tin Tail, we'll be right back with Kirk Chaffetz. Stay with us. Bit of Robert Cray there for you. My favorite blues man. Kirk Chaffetz is my favorite New Yorker. He's the author of Thinking Inside the Box. That's available wherever books are sold. 12 Timeless Rules for Managing a Successful Business. Find it wherever fine books are sold, and a couple of places where they're not so fine. And he's, as I say, he's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. And we're talking about how to get established and get your message out there on the main street of cyberspace. Kirk, what are some other thoughts you have for us?
Well, I think this is the fundamental one, that people are, and everybody knows this, but it always bears repeating, consumers, ordinary folks, you and me, are taking more and more control over the media we consume every day. And that wasn't always the case.
Technology is helping us with that, isn't it?
Technology has helped an awful lot in TiVo, most famously.
Oh, the remote?
Also, email filters and pop-up blockers and all kinds of technology is helping in that way. The law is helping. The do not call list.
Right.
I'm pretty sure soon there will be do not email lists and legislation. Our representatives understand that we want a right to privacy and we don't want to be hounded to death by marketers, and they are responding. So it's this whole social movement, legal movement, and technological movement that are creating all of this consumer power. So that pretty soon the only messages that I'm going to see or hear are the ones that I choose to see and hear. Intrusion won't work with me anymore. I'm going to have to want the information.
You're going to have to opt in for it.
Absolutely.
You're going to have to request it.
Right. And it's going to have to engage my attention and really meet my needs. Mm-hmm. So that to a great extent, before you can think about selling anybody anything, you really have to think about providing their information needs. And as I say, the great news about the Internet is you do not need a $200 million TV budget to get your message out on the Internet. What you need is a really compelling, useful, entertaining, informative site. Now, that's not easy. And I know people, myself included, who devote their lives to trying to create such a thing. You need advice. You need to think it through. You need to do a lot of research. You need to get some help, probably. But the rewards can be enormous, and the actual out-of-pocket cost can be relatively small. And that's the primary message, that the world is running out of what you and I call content. Now, that may sound bizarre, but Google and Yahoo are literally sold out. They don't have anything more to sell again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They need more content on more subjects. And the world could literally belong to you if you find an information niche related to your business that isn't filled at the moment. If you create a deep, informative site filled with information that's related to your business, whether it's, you know, lawn care or the law, you can literally own a part of the Internet. And
one thing though is I do want to pull back from that just a little bit, because I do worry that some small businesses think that they can't live in both worlds. I worry that some people think that you and I are saying that they should abandon their traditional business and move toward the new stuff. And I'm going to say, I've said it before, folks, I'm going to say it again. Somebody said this to me once. And the message is this: it's not either or, it's both and.
Well, I think as you know, since you actually read my book, I'm an enormous advocate for traditional methods.
I know you're not saying that. I just wanted to make sure that if we have a new listener, that they realize that that's what you and I are saying.
No, absolutely. And this is part of a marketing mix, clearly. One thing you need to do once you've got a site up, I mean, there's a number of tricks that I think you have experts on the program who are better at than I am, but things like natural search engine optimization, mm-hmm. it's a great term, which just means put the words into your site that the search spiders will find so that you pop up high on the list.
Kirk, I've got to stop in. I apologize, but we've got to wrap it up. But we got more to talk about on this. Will you continue this with us next time we come on?
Absolutely.
Thank you for being here, Kirk Chaffetz. Kirk Chaffetz, ladies and gentlemen, thinking inside the box. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you on the other side of the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.